Hey, it's your girl, Cheyenne, and we are back for episode 8. But before we dive into today's episode of your favorite podcast ever, I wanted to quickly acknowledge you, because you are listening to this podcast, and that is incredible, because you are listening knowing that I could very well say something you don't want to hear. But I could also say something that will change your life for the better. And you are brave enough to tune in. And that is awesome. So many women are too afraid to learn about the dangers of breast implants because they know once they learn about it, they're going to have to face that truth head on. And we both know how hard that can really be. So, congratulations, seriously, for being brave enough to listen, because, man, girl, you are so, so strong. You are so brave, and you are so incredibly beautiful. I am honored that I get to serve you. So let's roll that super cool intro I have, because I love it. And then let's dive in to a bunch of stuff nobody is talking about, but everybody should be. Let's do this. Hey, girl. My name is Cheyenne Burnett, and I am a lover of French fashion, Italian food, and art of all kinds. I am wildly in love with my ride or die Brad, and we have the coolest kids. Oh. And my breast implants tried to kill me. I went from having all of the cutout photos on my goal board coming true to hanging by a thread in a sea of depression-riddled chronic illness symptoms medical specialists couldn't ever give me answers for. Because what I was suffering from, too many doctors and surgeons today are still claiming, isn't even real. I was suffering from breast implant illness. And since you're here with me right now, you're probably wondering if you are too. So whether you're just starting to question if breast implants are dangerous, or you've already come to grips with the very real possibility that breast implant illness is what's happening to you, then this is the show for you, because absolutely everything is on the table here. You're going to hear about some seriously sinister plots, a maze of misdiagnosis, and my very personal fight to live. Some days it'll just be you and me diving deep into my personal experience and what I did to heal more than 40 symptoms I now contribute directly to my breast implants. Other days you'll hear from listeners just like you facing some of your same challenges. You'll also have the opportunity to hear from top experts as they provide us insight on how it is possible to reverse the damage our breast implants have caused. And we'll even discuss legislative efforts being made right now to drive real change. So think of this as your one-stop shop for a true crime-style happy hour with a less-boobed bestie, that's me, mixed with the real information that can actually help you. So get cozy and get ready, because you're about to question everything you currently believe about women's health and about beauty, because this is the Explant Secrets Podcast.
Girl, okay, man, do I have an enormous amount of information to cover with you. There is some wild shit happening right now with the FDA and breast implant manufacturers trying to keep the truth hidden. There are new cancer warnings being required about breast implants, but not actually being shared. There are horror stories left and write about surgeons, specifically one in Texas, who is claiming to be a breast implant illness and explant expert, but is actually doing a massive amount of damage, both physically and emotionally, and charging an arm and a leg for it. So there is a lot we need to cover, which is exactly why I've decided this week we are going to focus on the questions that I get asked the most. So if you're new to the Explant Secrets podcast, as of the date of this recording, I have personally helped more than 1,000 women safely navigate their breast implant illness and explant journeys. And in doing so, I have learned that most of us have a lot of the same questions. The problem is getting the real answers to those questions. And that isn't always that simple. So this episode is part one of the most common questions and answers that I get asked as a women's health warrior and breast implant illness advocate. Question number one. How do you know it's really breast implant illness and not something else? This question is a really important one to talk about because the expectation doctors have set is that diagnosing breast implant illness is really hard. And we can certainly make it hard. In episode 6, we spent the entire episode going over a bunch of tests you can do to determine what's happening to your body and ways to prove your breast implants are actually the problem, which usually looks like a long list of tests to determine what you don't have first. But the answer to this question can also be really simple. Hard to hear, perhaps, but really simple. Because the reality is, if you have breast implants, or even if you've had them in the past and did not receive a full capsulectomy or N-block, then the toxic contents of your breast implants are impacting your immune system negatively and putting you at risk for breast implant-related cancers. This is without question. This is not my opinion. This is fact. Now, what that looks like for you can range widely, which is why we have a list of over 50 common symptoms women with our illness experience. And I will link that list to the show notes of this episode for you so you can easily find it. But to give it to you straight, as they say, if you have breast implants, you are without question going to experience a foreign body reaction, which can range from mild to life-threatening, and is also likely to worsen over time. If you have breast implants, without question, your vital organs are being exposed to between 40 and 80 different chemicals and heavy metals from the inside, regardless of if your implants are silicone or saline filled. If you have breast implants, you are at risk of cancers caused by breast implants, such as breast implant-associated B-cell lymphoma, a cancer of the immune system, breast implant-associated squamous cell carcinoma, and they are finding many more. So my sweet friend, as hard as this might be to hear, and trust me, I did not want to hear it either. But if you have breast implants and you are in any way sick or unhealthy, in my opinion, which is mostly what this podcast is, it would be impossible for something that is knowingly taxing your immune system and exposing you to poison from the inside to not, at very least, be a contributing factor, if not the complete source. Right. Okay, moving on. Question number two. Is it safe to start detoxing before you remove your implants? I love this question because, detoxing both pre and post-explant is a super hot topic, and one that unfortunately has a lot of different opinions circulating, which can make it really confusing and overwhelming to know what's true and what's good for you. This is actually one of the reasons I started this podcast and blog in the first place, because the amount of false information circulating in some of the big popular Facebook groups and on BII-specific websites is actually really dangerous. So my simple answer is yes, it is safe to start detoxing right now, regardless of if you've removed your breast implants yet or not. I actually think you should, because you deserve to feel better right now. However, big, massive red flag disclaimer. It is only safe if you do it the right way. If you do this wrong, you can make yourself incredibly sick. So, oh man, okay, so I just decided right now that we are going to have to cover this detoxing thing in length in the next episode, because you need to know this stuff and you deserve to start feeling better today. So we will go over all of that next week, and spoiler alert, it doesn't require a bunch of expensive supplements, and you probably have most everything you need already. So I give you my word, I will cover how to detox safely and inexpensively in length next week. Okay, moving on to question number 3. What is the difference between an end block and a total capsulectomy, and why do I need that? Man, these are good questions. But to answer this question, we really need to first start with another question, which is, what is a capsule? A capsule is the term used for the scar tissue your body creates around your implant after they're placed. This happens because your body immediately recognizes that the implant is a dangerous foreign object. And in an effort to protect you and your vital organs, such as your heart and lungs, your body actually starts forming a barrier of tissue around the implant. This tissue actually ends up becoming extremely toxic and inflamed because it's the part of your body that's in direct contact with the implant. And it's first to absorb the toxic chemicals and heavy metals that the implants leach out. Think of it like this. If your implant is an orange, a really toxic, life-threatening orange, but an orange nonetheless, the inside of the orange would be the implant. The pulp would be the capsule scar tissue, and the outer pill would be the surrounding muscle. If and when you decide to remove your implants, it is critically important to your healing that all of the diseased capsule tissue is also removed. Not just the implant. Because if that diseased tissue is left behind, your immune system will still be triggered and your body will still be exposed to the poisons that tissue absorbed. Now, en bloc is a French term that means all together or as a whole. And in regards to breast implant removal, an en bloc procedure is when your surgeon removes the implant and all of that diseased capsule tissue as a whole without breaking the capsule open. This is really important because it prevents the implant itself from coming into contact with healthy tissue, and it also ensures that nothing within the capsule escapes into your chest cavity. I can't tell you the number of times we see some of the higher quality surgeons who are able to actually pull this off, take everything out, and then when they slice it open, the implant has been ruptured and nobody even knew it. And so having that opportunity to take everything out in one solid piece is the preferred method for breast implant removal, because when done properly, it gives us the best possible chance at a full recovery from the symptoms caused by breast implant poisoning, which is also known as breast implant illness. This is the procedure that has the best rate of women experiencing a full recovery from breast implant illness, but that does not mean it doesn't have risks. Capsule tissue can expand into your ribs, up past the collarbone, and even around your sides. And dissecting capsule tissue away from these places is not only difficult, but it can run the risk of injuring other muscles or even lung tissue, which is why it is so, so important that you work with a surgeon who knows what they are doing. Unfortunately, all surgeons are not created equal, and they do not all have the ability to provide this kind of procedure safely. And just because a surgeon can put implants in, ladies, that does not mean they have the skill set to take them out in a way that will actually help you heal. And in my experience, if they can't do this safely, they don't tell you, "I can't do this safely." Instead, they say things like, "That's not safe to do," which are two very, very different things. With the right surgeon, this can be and is a safe procedure and in your best interest. So I will link to my blog post about finding a surgeon you can trust in the show notes of this episode, too, in case that's where you're at. Now, a total capsulectomy is when your surgeon still removes the implant and all of the diseased scar tissue. However, with this approach, the goal is not actually to take everything out in one piece. Instead, the capsule may come out in several pieces. This can be effective, but it comes with its own risks, such as being exposed to what's inside the capsule as it's broken open, or even having capsule tissue left behind, which again is why the surgeon you pick is arguably one of the most important decisions you will ever make when it comes to healing from breast implant illness. Now, I know that all of that sounds a bit scary, and truthfully, I didn't really want to even cover this stuff in the podcast just yet, because if you're still on the fence about if you want to remove your implants or not, I don't want this to scare you away. But you also do really need to know this stuff. So if this just felt like a lot, please take a deep breath and know you are going to be okay. I know this is scary, but if and when you are ready to remove those bad boys, girl, I will help you. I will help you ask all of the right questions. I will help you find a surgeon you can trust. And I will do everything in my power to ensure you have the best possible chance at healing from this. So you've got this. And I've got you. We will also certainly delve deeper into this topic in future episodes when we explore the surgical aspect of healing, and I will share my personal explant surgery stories and how some of the really hard things I went through and which option I had, and we'll go over all of that. I prefer to try to keep these episodes to around 15 minutes or so, because I feel like it's nice to be able to start and finish an episode while you drink a cup of coffee or drop your kids off at school. I don't know. It just makes me feel like I've accomplished something. So that's why it was important to me that I create that for you. Now, obviously, this podcast is for you, though. So let me know how you feel and if that's important to you. And speaking of 15-minute cutoffs, we are there. So I am going to go ahead and wrap this episode up here and get to work for you on that detox episode for next week. We will also do this more often, where we cover frequently asked questions. So if you have a specific question you'd like to have me answer, drop it in a comment on the Apple Podcast or on the Explant Secrets Instagram. And speaking of those two things, if you are loving this podcast, liking it, hating it, whatever, please share it. Like it, share it. And if you're feeling super generous, take a minute right now to leave me a review on Apple Podcast. Even if it's just one word, it really helps the show, which helps me reach more women that deserve to know that they are not alone in this. So it really does help. And for those of you that have already commented and reviewed, girl, you are incredible. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. And I will talk to you next week. Hey girl, so I'm over here giving you a massive virtual hug. Unless, of course, you don't like hugs, then it's a crisp high five. Because you just finished listening to this episode of the Explant Secrets podcast. Did that just go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to explantsecrets.com, because under podcast, you'll find a full breakdown of today's episode, show notes, sponsor discount codes, and a bunch of free stuff that I've built just for you. And if you're looking for a new crew of some seriously inspiring women who've been there, maybe to bounce your questions off of, or just gain some much needed support, check out my free Explant Secrets Facebook group. You can find the link in today's show notes. Okay, you Explant Rebel you, as we part ways for now, keep these words close to your heart. You are worthy. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of health, and you are worthy of living life to its fullest.
never forget that you have the power to reclaim your story and redefine your own definition of beautiful. So until next time, please be kind to yourself and don't be afraid to stay just a little bit rebellious. See you soon.